is called Mixed Nuts. Okay? It's a crazy family series. All right? If you look in your Bible, I know we can't believe. Can you believe them people call themselves Christians and they got a crazy family like they got? Hey, open up your Bible. Almost everybody in the Bible was nuts. I'm telling you. I never have known anybody that took their brother and threw him in a pit and was going to murder him, but instead they sold him to slave. Maybe a slave. Amen? How about that? Right in the Bible. Right? Say. I mean, come on, right out the gate, Adam and Eve, two kids. What's one do? Rise up, kill the other one. It's crazy. Is that crazy or what? All through the Bible. I'm convinced all God has to work with is crazy people. And the point, when we start to think we're not crazy, when we start to think we're not messed up, that's when we start to get full of ourselves, and God can't use us at all. He can't work with us at all, because then we can sort of do it now, right? Say, amen? All through the Bible. Right back to the beginning of the Hebrew race. With Abraham. Come on, I'm going to build a nation. I'm going to bless you. You're going to be great. Seashore, sand, stars, all these people are going to come out of you. Out of me? We found out Abraham was a liar. Is that correct? Yes or no? We found out he slept with a maid. Yes or no? Say, somebody tell me. Of course he did. Found out he lied again. Is that right? Yes or no? Found out he's an irresponsible husband, won't take control of his family, do the right thing. Is that true? Yes, of course it's true. But God called him his friend. You my friend. What? That don't make sense. Because you have faith in me. You believe me. You did follow me from Ur of the Chaldees. And when I asked you to give your only son, you gave me your only son. But Abraham had already lived and walked with God long enough, even though he was crazy, to know that God had not brought him this far to let him kill his son, Isaac. Remember last week's message? Say, crazy faith. That's why God says, without faith it's impossible to please me. If we're going to come to God, we're going to have to believe that He is. And He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Amen? So, I'm sorry to break the news to you. You're probably always going to be a little crazy. But the beautiful thing is, you can be born again. You can have a friend that sits closer than a brother, so when you are crazy, he's there. He can help you in your life. Amen? That's the story of the Bible. That is the message of the Word of God. Amen? God provided Himself a lamb, Jesus. Do you believe in Him or not? If you trust Him, put your faith in Him, He'll receive you, and He'll work with you where you are. Now let's go with the message today. We're moving forward now. And I got a lot of Scripture, so can y'all like just do your head and do something like, because here we go. We got lots of Bible. You're going to think Pastor Clark read the whole Bible to me today. Are y'all ready? Here we go. It's been one of those weeks, and I just can't tell it any better than the Bible tells it. So let's look at it. I'm going to try to add inflection to keep you from going asleep. But here we go. Today's message, we're in a family series. Crazy, say it with me. Communication. Crazy communication. As I looked at Isaac and Rebekah, and I was studying Isaac and Rebekah, I felt something. And that was this. These people don't talk to each other. They are married. They have children. But I can't find them talking to one another. No wonder their family's screwed up. Let's talk about it today. Family series, crazy communication. Do you think husbands and wives have a difficult time talking to one another at times? Yes or no? Can I see some hands? Come on. Let's look at it. Genesis 23 will be in the book of Genesis. If you want to follow along in your Bible, you can, because I'm going to park it right there. But you better get your reading glasses on, because it's a lot. Here we go. Don't go to sleep on me. Sarah was 120 years old. For us country people, that's 127. These were the years of the life of Sarah. Sarah died in Kirjath Arba, the same as Hebron in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah, and he wept for her there. So now we see, pop it up, Sarah has died. The mama. Remember Crazy Mama, the message number 1 2 weeks ago? Crazy Mama? Mama died. Okay? Mama has passed away at 127. That's a pretty good old age right there, though, I'm telling you. She passes away, and Isaac needs a bride. It hits Abraham. Uh-oh, what the heck? This sand at the seashore thing, and you're going to multiply me as the stars of heaven? We better get on the stick. Amen? So we keep reading. Genesis 24. Don't pass out when you see that 1 to 38. Here we go. Abraham was old. He is 10 years older than Sarah. Is that correct? It is. He was well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of the house that ruled over all that he had, he said to his servant, the man in charge, administrator, put your hand under my thigh. I'm glad we use a handshake today. Let's strike a deal. Put your hand, no, I'm going to knock you out. You'll be putting your hand back there. I'll tell you right now. Anyway, I'm glad some things have changed, aren't you, say? I will make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell. But you shall go back to my country, where I came from, to my kinfolk, and take a wife for my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, hey, well, what if the woman won't be willing to follow me all the way from where you came from? Must I needs bring your son again unto the land? Maybe if I take him with me, she can see him, it will work out better. Abraham said, beware, don't you bring my son back where I came from. It's not God's plan. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house, from the land of my kindred, which spake unto me, that swore unto me, saying, unto your seed I'll give you this land. He shall send his angel before you. You understand why Abraham was God's friend now? He had faith in him, didn't he? Say, he did hard stuff, and he put it on the back of God. Thou shalt take a wife unto my son from there, not here. If the woman won't be willing to follow you, then you should be clear of this oath. Only bring not my son back there. And the servant, get ready, put his hand under the thigh and swear to him concerning that matter. All righty, let's look. So there they go. He's got the camels. And the servant's going back to Ur. It's been a long way, at least 500 miles. That's a long way, ain't it, say? And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master. He departed with all the goods of his master in his hand. He arose. He went to Mesopotamia. He went to the city of, say it with me. You know who that is? That's his brother. That's Abraham's brother. Shoot, he's been gone. His brother done got a town named after him. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city at the well where the water was. It was about evening time. Even at that time, women, they go out to draw water in the evening. Pretty good servant. You're pretty bright boy right there now, I'm telling you. He said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, the servant's praying, I pray thee, send me good speed this day. Show kindness to my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of men of the city shall come to draw water. Let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give your camels to drink also. I've had a lot of people give me Pepsis and Cokes, and nobody ever told me about the camel thing. It's pretty impressive right here. He puts it on him. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And therefore shall I know that you have showed kindness unto my master. So it came to pass. Are y'all asleep yet? Y'all all right? Came to pass before he had done speaking that behold, Rebecca. Say Rebecca with me. Rebecca came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, hang, hold the phone, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. So let me get it straight. The woman he's about to talk to is his brother Nahor's granddaughter. Do you have family members that did that? Oh, I'm saying a little. That's all right. Amen. The way I figured that, they would be cousins, right? First cousins, is that correct? They're not for the second cousins? Y'all figure it out. I can't do it. Here we go. The damsel was very fair to look upon. She was beautiful. She was a virgin. No man ever known her. She went down to the well. She filled her pitcher. She came up. The servant ran to meet her. Let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of your pitcher. She said, drink, my lord. And she hastened and let down the pitcher upon her hand and gave him to drink. It's going all according to plan, didn't it say? And when she had done giving him drink, she said, say it with me, I will draw water for you what? Come on, she didn't just say the camel thing, did she? Mm-hmm. Oh boy. Come on, this plan's working. Until they've done drinking, and she hasted, she emptied her pitcher to the trough. She ran again into the well to draw water. She drew for all his camels. The man, wondering at her, held his peace. To wit, whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. He's like going, holy smokers. It came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of a half a shekel of weight. And usually it went right there in the nose. I don't like that, but that's where it went. Two bracelets of her hands of 10 shekels of gold. He said, whose daughter are you? Tell me, I pray. Is there room in your father's house for me to lodge tonight? Y'all got the story? Yes or no? She said unto him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, which she bare unto Nahor. She said moreover unto him, we have both straw and provender enough and room to lodge in. And the man bowed his head and worshipped the Lord. Come on! This is crazy. I traveled halfway around the world. First woman to talk to. It's incredible. Isn't God crazy? Say. You ever had crazy blessing in your life? God just shows up and touches your life. Have you ever been shocked at your answered prayers? You're like me sometimes. You pray and you're doubting at the same time. God is a great God, isn't He? Isn't it good that everything doesn't depend on us? We'd screw it all up. He blessed the Lord. He said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of His mercy and His truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. It's incredible. The damsel ran, told them of her mother's house these things. You won't believe who I'm at. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was, say it with me, we're going to meet him soon in another sermon. And Laban ran out unto the man and to the well. And it came to pass when he saw the earring and the braces. What's that in your nose? Dangly things on your hand. And when he heard the words of Rebekah's sister saying, thus spake the man unto me, that he came unto the man, and behold, he stood by the camels at the well. And he said, come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Wherefore standest thou without? For I have prepared the house and room for the camels. And the man came into the house. He ungirded his camels. He gave straw and provender for the camels. Water to wash his feet. That's important. The men's feet that were with him as well. And there was set meat before him to eat. But he said, I will not eat. Isn't that crazy? The servant said, I will not eat until I have told my errand. And he said, speak on. He said, I'm Abraham's servant. The Lord hath blessed my master greatly. He's become great. Remember, Abraham is great. You would believe what God's done in his life. He's given him flocks, herds, silver, gold, manservants, maidservants, camels, asses. It's incredible. Sarah, my master's wife, bore a son. Remember her? She couldn't have a baby when she used to live here. Remember that? She had a kid. You won't believe it. She was really old. She was like 90. Can you believe their eyeballs are probably popped this big? My master made me swear, saying, thou shalt not take a wife of my son, the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell. But I had to come back to my father's house, which is right here, to my kindred, and take my wife a son. Are y'all all right so far? You made it through some of the Scripture. Here we go. And I bowed down my head, and I worshiped the Lord, the servant tells him. I blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, which led me the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. And now, if you will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me. And if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand and to the left. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, would you say this with me? The thing proceeded from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good. Pop it up. Say it with me. Would you say it? Pop it up. The thing proceeded from the Lord. So the brother, the dad, they go, hey, this has to be God. Amen? Y'all listening? Say. So Rebekah is before you. They said, take her and go. Let her be your master's son's wife as the Lord has spoken. And it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard the words, he worshipped the Lord. I'm finding this servant hitting the ground a lot, didn't he say? Bowing himself to the earth. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver. This guy was loaded. Jewels of gold. raiment, gave them to Rebekah. He gave also to her who? Brother. And to her who? Precious things. My goodness. And they did eat and drink, he and the men that were with him. Now they had supper. Now we'll eat. Tarried all night, and they rose up in the morning, and he said, send me away unto my master. And her brother and her mother said, let the damsel abide with us at least a few days. Don't take her today. Let us at least have her for 10 more days. After that, she shall go. Look at what his man said. He said unto them, hinder me not. That's a pretty tough old bird, ain't he? He's on a mission. Seeing the Lord hath prospered my way, send me away that I might go to my master. Don't mess with the plan. Don't monk with the plan. God's been leading me every day. He wants me to leave in the morning. We leave it in the morning. Got it? And they said, we will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth what she thinks. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, wilt thou go with this man? And she said, say it with me. I will go. And they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, thou art our sister. I love this line. Look at it. Would you read it with me? Be thou the mother of thousands of... One of the few times you'll see millions like that mentioned in the Bible. And let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them. And Rebekah rose and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels, and they followed the man. And the servant took Rebekah and went his way. And Isaac, now they're back towards home now. Isaac came from the way of the well. All these well things going on. I guess if you lived in the desert, you'd be hanging out by wells too. Leharoi, for he dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to, say it with me, meditate. You need to hear this stuff because the message is coming. Meditate in the field at the evening time. And he lifted up his eyes and he saw, and he saw, behold, the camels are coming. Pretty exciting, huh? I want you to get this in your noggin. Say that with me. Isaac liked to what? One more time. Isaac liked to what? I want you to listen to me. Men and women both can do this. Meditation's not a bad thing. Liking to meditate is not a bad thing. But I'm afraid I'm finding something out early with old Isaac. Isaac liked to be alone. Isaac liked to go out and meditate and not communicate. And we're going to see that in just a little bit. Isn't that something we can do sometimes? Say, just leave me alone. I want to go do my thing, have my space. You understand? That's good sometimes. But look, friend. You didn't get married and hooked up just to be meditating all the time. Y'all listening, yes or no? Say. That's just a little something I saw as I'm reading my Bible. Keep looking. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes when she saw Isaac. And say it with me. She lighted off the camel. First time cigarettes are mentioned in the Bible. That's an old joke if you've been in church for a while. How many never heard it? Good. There we go. So she lighted off the camel. Well, you know, old Rod, you have to open cigarettes on the screen. Here we go. So she got off the camel and she said unto the servant, what man is this that walks in the field to meet us? And the servant had said, it is my master. Therefore she took a veil. She covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. We ain't going to go repeating it again. Don't you see how quick this happened? Excuse me. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. I mean, you're telling me all that took so long, and then bang, she's back in the tent. Mm-hmm. Pop it up. I saw something else. Isaac liked to consummate. Now, I asked Roger, was that a dandelion? He told me no. He told me what it was. Sperm and an egg. I'm like, I'm from the country. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Here's the point. Listen to me. I'm very serious. Listen to me. Oh, Isaac liked to meditate. Isaac liked to consummate. I'm telling you something, sir. And ma'am, but sir especially. Just having sex is not communicating. Can we say that? Is it legal? Just having sex is not communicating. It's not enough. Y'all listening or not? Scared you, didn't I? Here we go. Let's move the story along. Y'all all right? Isaac was 40 years old when he got married. No wonder Abraham said, we've got to get on a stick. The daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Paddan Aram, the sister to Laban, the Syrian, etc. Now, don't you see this? Got married at 40. It'd been 20 years now they're married. You'd have to read your Bible to get all this, but it's there. Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren, so now he's 60. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah, his wife, what? Conceived. They'd been married now for about 20 years. Let's keep looking. And so she's with children. Actually, they're twins. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in your womb. Two manner of people shall be separated from your bowels. The one people shall be stronger than the other. The elder shall serve the younger. She's praying and the Lord speaks to her. You all right? Now here's the interesting thing as I'm reading the Bible. We are not told if Rebekah ever told Isaac about this encounter. I firmly believe there was a lack of communication in this marriage. Meditate, consummate, talk with God. Listen, husband, wife, talk to each other. You hearing me say? It's important that you communicate. Talk to each other about the things of God. Talk to each other about what God is speaking into your life. Talk to what you're going through. And I want to say right here, my wife's on the front row. I don't stand up here today. I'm a decent communicator on a stage. I'm not as good a communicator in marriage. So I don't come at this as like, oh, look, Gary, the big communicator, talking to his wife. I was, are you kidding me? I struggle. Probably many in this room struggle. Okay? Talk to each other. Talk about the things of God. It seems like it would be only normal for Rebekah to go and talk to him about this, doesn't it? Yes or no? Does to me. Maybe it happened to Bob, but everything, if it ever happened, but there's something going on here. And when her days were to be delivered, were fulfilled. Now, don't hit me now. There were what in her womb? Twins. How many know this story pretty well? Okay. So there were twins. Now watch it. And the first came out. This is scary as far as I'm concerned. The first came out and he's red. He's all over like a hairy garment. I don't know what to call that. That's just scary. I'm just telling you, that's scary to me. And they called his name Esau. Y'all are going to hate me in a minute. Esau was what? He reminded me, like, pop it up. Whoa! Excuse me. Wait. Whoa! Oh, Esau! No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's me. Get it off the screen. I have a messed up mind. No, I'm serious, though. Come on. I've been to the nurseries at a lot of hospitals, and I don't want to go down this road too far. I had one friend, he's a dear friend of God of mine, he's a pastor. I can't even mention his name, he'll be forever awful if I do. But I was with him when he had his son. And I got my arm around him, and we're looking through the glass. And the baby had, it was a hard, hard, hard labor. And the doctor had to grab him with the forceps. It was sad, I know it's sad, I'm not picking on the baby. But we're looking at the glass. And my friend about his own son said, it's an alien. Talk to me right now. And I'm sitting there going, no. It's beautiful. Beautiful baby. Let's keep going. I'm sorry. How many have been in that situation? You say, yes, I'm the only one telling the truth. We got to go fast. After that came out his brother. His hand was holding the boy's heel, grabbing onto that hair. His name was called Jacob. Isaac was how old when he had them? 60. Okay, so 20 years later. Jacob. Now, Raj, we got to fly. The boys grew. Esau was a what? Cunning hunter. A man of the field. Jacob was a plain man. You look at the two, I would say that. He plain. Excuse me. Hunter and a plain man. Keep looking. And Isaac loved, would you say this with me? Isaac loved too. Because he loved to eat his venison. Isn't that a great reason to love your son? But Rebekah loved too. What I'm seeing is a problem. Mixed nuts. This family's crazy. Keep looking with me. I'm going to talk about some crazy stuff. Watch it. Look at this crazy story later on in the Bible. Jacob sold some pottage, sod pottage. Esau came home from the field. He was faint. He was tired from hunting. Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray, that I can have some of your red pottage. I'm faint." Therefore, his name was called Edom. Jacob said, "Sell me your birthright, your blessing." And Esau said, "Behold, I'm at the point to die. I've been hunting before and stuff like that. You ain't that bad off. Get up. What profit shall my birthright do me?" And Jacob said, "Swear to me this day." He swore to him, and he sold him his birthright. And Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink and rose up and went his way. And Esau despised his birthright. I've got my own thinking on this. I think Esau was hungry. I think he knew he would get this soup from Jacob. He would say this about the birthright. This is just Gary talking. And it didn't mean a thing to him. He would whoop his butt later and take it back. I mean, that's just sort of how I'm feeling. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the relationship. Not sure about that. But it just didn't mean anything. His father's blessing. It's just sort of a weird... Is that sort of a messed up family? Say yes or no. "I'm about to die, so helping you, brother. Give me your birthright." What? Messed up! I'm telling you. And this is who God used mightily. Did He use these people mightily? Yes or no? Oh, yeah. God confirms His promise to Isaac. We're going to skip over this, Raj, but you can see it. He just basically says, "I'm going to bless you. Just like I said I was going to bless Abraham. I'm going to bless you, Isaac. I'm going to bless you. A great nation's going to come out of you." And also, I'm going to skip over this just a little bit. Isaac lied like his daddy. We're going to skip over it. Pop it up. He lied like his daddy. What do I mean? Look at it. Isaac dwelt in Gerar. The men of the place asked him of his wife. He's down in Egypt. And he said, say it with me, "She is my what?" Just like his daddy said. Is that right? Yeah. "For he feared to say, 'She's my wife,' lest the men of the place should kill him for Rebekah, because she was beautiful." Same old thing. So they thought it was his sister. But something said different, though, about this than it was of Abraham. It came to pass when he had been there a long time. It's hard to play the sister thing with your wife for a long while. "That Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out a window and he saw, behold, Isaac," say it with me, "was what? Sporting with his wife." Go ahead and move on forward. He was sporting with his wife. What does that mean? Here's what it means. Sporting with his wife, we ain't talking tennis. Oh, they were married all right. They were out there getting all romantic and who knows what. You see what I'm saying? And that's okay because they're married, right? Say. It's not what a brother and sister does, right? Amen? Say. So Abimelech calls him on the carpet on it and says, "What are you doing, fool? What have you done? Why are you saying that?" So here's Isaac, sort of like Abraham. God's crazy blessing. "Then Isaac sowed in the land. He received the same year 100-fold. The Lord did what?" How can God bless people like this? Say. Somebody tell me. Because all God has to work with is nuts, crazy people. If you're expecting to measure up one day and get the blessing of God, that's not how the blessing of God works. Sure, we should repent of our sins. Sure, we should try. Sure, we should do those things. But at the end of the day, we're still messed up and God blesses us in spite of that. Isn't that crazy say? He waxed great. The man waxed great. He went forward. He grew until he became great. He had possessions of flocks. He had possessions of herds. He had great store of servants. The Philistines envied him. He became this blessed man. We'll skip this a little bit. It's there on the PowerPoint. See it later. But grieving parents. Esau was 40 years old, and he took him two wives of the Philistines. Not to do that, right? Of the Canaanites. Not to do that, right? go back and get a bride back up here. No, he took two down here, the daughters of Heth. The Bible says his parents grieved because of this. Keep looking. Isaac thought he was dying. Why would Isaac think he was dying? Because he's 137, I think. All right? I think he was 137. If you get to be 137 every day, you should think you're dying. Amen? It came to pass that when Isaac was old, his eyes were dim, so he could not see. Later on, it tells us later he lived to be 180. He called Esau, his eldest son. My son! Behold, here I am. He said, behold, I'm old. I don't know, the day of my death is getting close. Now therefore take, I pray thee, your weapons, your quiver, your bow. Go out in the field. Give me some venison. And make me savory meat, such as I love. Bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. Got it? What happens? Rebekah, the wife, comes up with a deceptive plot. Pick this up. Look at it. Rebekah, say that word with me. Heard. Would you say that with me? Rebekah what? Heard. One more time. Rebekah what? Why don't you talk to the man? This is me talking. Why you got to stand outside the tent and just listen? Why don't y'all communicate? Are y'all following me this morning? So she heard him. Oh, I think she heard him and Esau talking a lot. I think Isaac heard her and Jacob talking a lot. And that was their marriage, perhaps. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spoke to Esau, and Esau went to the field to hunt for venison, and Rebekah spoke to Jacob, her son, saying, behold, I heard your father speak to Esau. Bring me venison and make me savory meat that I may bless thee. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Watch it. You go, Jacob, to the flock. Fetch me two good goats, and I'll make them savory meat for your father. I know how to do it. Okay, your father loves this. You shall bring it to your father that he may eat, that he may bless who? You. And I'll have time to redress the story. Here's how the story goes. That's what happens. They fool Isaac. Matter of fact, Jacob has a normal question. How am I going to come off with my hairy brother? You know he's going to reach out and want to touch me and stuff like that. I ain't got... Are you kidding me? I don't want that stuff. She says, don't worry about it. I'll make you skin with some hair, some coats of skin on you. I'll dress you up like it because he's old. He's not seeing too good. And we'll deceive him. Guess what? Did it work? Yep, it did. Went in. Isaac said this, the interesting verse I found, it said this, Isaac said, you sound like Jacob. I think he had heard him a lot. I don't think he had talked to him a whole lot, but I think he had heard him a lot. But says, no, feel, touch, and see. And so they deceived him. Isaac blessed Jacob instead of Esau. Now here's the part that I can't figure out, and you'll have to find some other preacher than me to help you. Somehow, some way, God blessed that. Is that crazy or what? Deception. Mixed nuts. Crazy communication. Now stop it right there. I'll tell you what happens. Esau gets so mad. He's going to kill his brother. So what does Mama do? Mama says, son, you got to get out of Dodge. You got to go back to my family. Find your wife there. I can't bear to lose two sons. And then interesting verse in the Bible. Find it there towards the end of that chapter I was reading in. It says this, she says, basically, after Jacob leaves, here's what Rebecca says. Listen to me. I hate my life. That's what Rebecca says. She says, and I cannot bear my daughters-in-law from Heth, Esau's wives. And she basically, at the end, she says, what good is my life? Because Jacob is now what? Gone. She had wrapped her world up, Gary talking today, in Jacob. Ain't nobody left to talk to. Is there? What did I learn today? Pop it up. I know, wasn't that a long, crazy message? Did you hear anything so far? Some closing thoughts. Isaac was submissive. Rebecca was independent. Isaac was sexual. That's good. That's all right. Because so she was too. That's fine. That's what married couples ought to be. Yes or no? Amen? Sure. Isaac was sympathetic to a fault. Rebecca was deceptive. Isaac was spiritual at times. The man is spiritual at times. But so was Rebecca. She was spiritual at times. Boy, this just sounds like a normal family, doesn't it say? Isaac was not a strong leader, especially where? Rebecca was a strong leader, especially where at? There's just some problems I'm seeing. The Bible tells us in Ephesians, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Wives, see that you reverence, respect your husbands. Before that it says, submit to one another in the fear of the Lord. When you don't have that, you're going to have some problems. Communication. Out the window. Isaac communicated well with Esau, not so well with Jacob, and this is my thoughts, and hardly at all with Rebecca. Rebecca communicated well with who? Not so well with, and hardly at all with. And a lot of parents do this, and I struggle with this myself sometimes. They learn to communicate better with their favorite child rather than each other. You think that's a common problem in families, yes or no? Absolutely. Can't talk to your mother. Can't talk to your father. But I can talk to you. They actually started doing this, I believe, throughout their life. They learned to do this well. They communicated to each other through their who. Now you go tell your daddy. Now your daddy said this. Now you go tell your mama. You hearing me, yes or no? Why can't you walk 5 feet and open the door and tell her yourself? Because I can't communicate. Tough message, isn't it? I'm done. They forgot there was a before there was a. They had 20 years together before they ever had 2 kids. They forgot there was a before there was a. Marriages, we need to work hard on not doing that. That's why divorce is so high. When kids leave the home. They call it what kind of syndrome? Somebody tell me. Empty? We've already named it, haven't we? My little birdies flew to coop. I can't talk to mama. Can't talk to daddy. I hate my life. I have no reason to live. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Crazy. Say it with me. Communication. I'm convinced they were all what? Did you learn something today from the Word of God? I mean, I did. A lot of reading. A lot of reading. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Stand on up with me. Thank you. I know you thought I'd never get out of here. Wow. You try to do all that in that time. That's rough. You think you're feeling bad. Amen? Praise the Lord. Let's bow our head together. Father, we thank You for this morning. Thank You for a setting like this where we can open up Your Word. And Lord, You know my weakness. You know my weakness when it comes to even explaining things. But Father, I pray that You will bless this Word today. Lord, I know that You desire for us as married couples to be able to communicate to one another, to be there for one another. I know that is Your will for our life. So Father, I pray You will take this Word, You'll bless it. I pray that we won't be looking at what other people think, but we'll be looking at our life. Where can we do better? Where can we pick up in an area? So God, I pray You'll help us. I pray for couples that are struggling today, individuals that are hurting, and this just really rang a bell, and it was hard for them just to sit there and take it. Father, I pray they would see this as Your Word. Pray You'll help them, Lord. You are our Father. Jesus, You're our Savior. I've knew. Oh God, I pray to being like we've always been. I pray that we will give You to work with. God, help us. I bless this message to our heart. I pray it'll find some good ground in our hearts. In Jesus' name. Amen.